Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. Did college football play this week?
Let me tell you something. I took a bunch of L's this week. Florida lost, Ole Miss lost, the Lakers lost. I just was like, well, it beats that way sometimes.
Let's just call it what it was. It was a bad week for our teams. Ole Miss got the party started with Lane Kiffin just getting social media in a frenzy, being on the field right before the game. They interviewed him, and he ended the interview by saying, "Get your popcorn ready." And I thought to myself,
"What did he throw? Is that that's what he said before he threw the headphones?
Yes.
Who was he throwing them headphones to?
I don't know.
Okay, because they look like they probably hit the ground. But go ahead."
But I thought to myself, "Oh no, oh no, indeed." Because that you know, I just had a bad feeling about it when it happened, and it happened and. Before I knew it, we was down 28-0. And it got better in the second half. Our defense, we looked like, Brian Robinson Jr., the running back for Alabama, looked like a pinball bouncing off our defensive players all day long. We knew what we were coming into, and we were game plan we had was not congruent to what we needed. The three down defensive stance that we've been coming with all year long was not what you needed to play against Alabama. You got no pressure on the quarterback. I honestly would have put more people on the line and come after the freshman, even though he's an all world freshman quarterback. I would have come after the freshman before I would have, put what you call it, a 3-2-6.
3-2-6. I ain't seen that, Brian. My game broke. But you know, when you're scrolling through all them plays, that ain't one of them.
Yeah.
And maybe it is, and I just ignored it.
Yeah, I definitely would have stacked, put more people on the line to come after the young freshman, rather than just sit back and let the running back have his way, because you got no pressure on the quarterback. He had all the time in the world to throw. And the running back, Brian Robinson Jr., just ran all over us.
You can't expect your secondary. First of all, you ain't got, like, no great outstanding secondary.
Exactly.
You can't expect them to just be covering all week. And then when you told me that ain't a normal defense for them, I was just like, well.
Well, no, it was. It was.
It was.
Yeah, it's what they've been doing all year long. But, I mean, we hadn't played all of Alabama all year long. So, Lane started the party off with his comment. He got some playback for it because Big Al come out there with a popcorn outfit on at one point. Big Al played the Loki variant. He was
first of all, Brian, I didn't know what that was. I said, yeah. What has he got on? Because, see, I was ahead of you, and I was like, do you see the elephant? Because I didn't know his name was Big Al. Do you see the elephant? And then when you saw it and said that was the Loki thing, I was like, oh, Lord.
It confirmed on Twitter. I did not know.
Right. Then you sent me that article.
But yes, got it confirmed. It was Loki variant.
Which is hilarious.
Um, I'm sick, but at this point, I just want to make sure, I hope the guys get their heads back on, because we can't let it come in into our...
I don't think it will. I think they'll bounce back. They know. You go in there with your confidence. You're thinking old Florida was able to run. Okay, well, we weren't. Let's move on, because we only got one loss.
Yeah, and we got Arkansas next, who is a beatable team, but also...
I can say Arkansas ain't good. I keep trying to tell y'all. Texas A&M been overrated for a couple of years now. And what I saw, Arkansas kind of just, you know, they ain't really have a lot of difficulty with Texas A&M. And then they went to Georgia and got the drill. And so then now I'm like, well, neither one of them are that great. I ain't saying they bad, but I think we should stop having, and I don't say this before, they should stop ranking people until we get a couple of games under our belt. Then we won't have these situations.
Well, Arkansas is coming into Oxford next week, and they got the same situation. Like you said, they got drilled by Georgia. But if we come in there and we still letting the Alabama loss get in our head, we could mess around and let Alabama beat us twice and lose to Arkansas, which is something we don't need to do right now.
They won't. I'm confident they'll be back at home. Y'all as in men, seem to have a short memory. Now, if y'all had to beat Alabama, we had to beat Alabama, I think it would have been different. You'd be like, oh, Lord, they're going to have a hangover. But they lost. They're going to want to get that taste out of their mouth, as people say. See, another saying.
There you go.
I think they'll be ready for Arkansas. Arkansas is solid, but I think we should be able to beat them. But hey, I thought Florida's going to beat Kentucky. So
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was where I was going next. And let me start off by apologizing.
When Brian, and I said, don't do that, didn't I? Go ahead and tell the story.
You did. Was I talking to my dad?
Yes.
Yes, I was telling him that Florida has not lost in Kentucky since 1986, because, you know, I'm big on big stats and things like that, and I jinxed y'all from...
I said, don't do it. No! Don't do it!
The Wildcats stormed the field out there with Waka Flocka and everybody.
Did Waka Flocka go there? Or is he just...
I don't know. I didn't get that confirmed at all. So,
don't he live in Georgia somewhere? Or Louisiana or somewhere? I thought he was out of them parts.
Hey, he was out there with them Wildcats. That's all I know.
Let me tell you something. Them Wildcats, you know, it's just like Tennessee. They beat us whatever year that was after we ran like 10 or something crazy off. This game... Dan Mullins, you ain't listening, but if anybody, tell him that I said you did not have them young men ready for this game. False start. Motion on the offense. It was penalty after penalty after penalty after penalty. And me and shout out Larry, we were talking about it, and it was just like, okay, you can't go 3rd-and-2, penalty, 3rd-and-5, penalty, 3rd-and-12. You on the road. Because the defense did well. Special teams gave up 6 points. They got 20 points. Your offense can't get 21 points, Dan Mullen? Oh, apparently not. And now that Kentucky's defense didn't seem to be that great from what I heard. Obviously, I didn't see the game, but I was listening. And I was just like, I'm glad I ain't able to see this, because this looked ugly. So, Dan Mullen, you didn't have them red, and apparently he had something snarky. I don't even know what snarky means, but he had something snarky to say when they asked him, was he outcoached by the other guy?
Let's just be clear. If you looked up snarky in the dictionary, Dan Mullen's picture would probably be next to him, because he's quick with a comment.
And I was just like, critical or mocking in an indirect or sarcastic way.
Oh, Lord, she looked it up.
Yeah, I need to know. Because I'm running around here using Snarky. I should know it. It's in my lexicon. All right. Bad-tempered or irritable? Yes, he definitely was irritable, indeed. So, and obviously when you lose it, you know you should have won the game, but you didn't have them prepared. You know it's going to be loud in there because you know, like you said, they haven't beat us at their gym either since 86 or whatever. That's a long time. You know the fans are just elated. You're a number 10 ranked team at the time. How about what did they fall to? Anyway, so how don't you have a silent count ready? How, like, that should just be a part of everyday practice. We should have a silent count. You know you're going to LSU. You think they not going to be loud? If it's a night game, they're going to be even louder. Yeah. Like, how do you not have a silent count in your pack? Like, that should just be a part of the preparation for games, away games, period, right?
Oh, y'all dropped 20. Vanderbilt. Oh, y'all did 10 spots. Lord. Y'all dropped to 20.
See? And so, they dropped to 20 because they got 2 losses. So, I can see that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And all them other teams that's with 0 or 1 loss. So, I can see that. But let me just tell you, this burns my biscuits. If the way they looking, we ain't gonna beat Georgia. But Georgia got a defense that's for real, folks.
Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia defense for real. I don't care about their offense. That defense be out there moving on a string, as you would say in basketball, and they get to the ball.
Well, yeah, so, it was a rough time football weekend. That's all I can say about it.
Notre Dame, y'all are who we thought y'all were. I'm tired of y'all being. Living off y'all name. We talked about this last week, probably. Tired of that, because it's just like, bro, y'all been living off y'all name for far too long. And, yeah, they went down. Apparently, Cincinnati, is it? They good this year.
Yeah, Cincinnati could be one that, you know, could sneak into the playoffs because they don't really have anybody left on the schedule that's worth anything. So, they had a couple of good wins. And then they can sneak in the playoffs and get beat by 60 by Alabama.
Right. And then get beat up by Alabama or somebody. Because besides Alabama and Georgia, Alabama still don't look that great to me, but they are Alabama. They going to be solid. Like, and they only going to get better as the season goes on.
Exactly, right.
And so Georgia, again, that's another team. They only going to get better and more confident as the season go on. And so. Right now, my head, they the 2 to beat, and I think Georgia should probably be ranked number 1, but maybe I'm doing too much.
Well, they got 9 first place votes, so.
So 9 other people agree with me.
Well.
Then the Lakers went out here. Oh, did you have
what happened?
Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
It was 123-97.
Oh my gosh.
And none of the Kyrie, KD, or what's his name played?
Yeah, and Anthony.
AD played like 2 seconds. My cousin played like 2 seconds, 9 minutes or something. I was like, why did you put him out there?
The only thing I saw was a little clip of James Harden and Dwight Howard getting
into it. Yeah, Dwight Howard don't find a way to get a technical in the preseason game. I don't know what happened.
I think it looked like they were before the game because they were standing on the court just jawing with each other. Yeah, I don't know. Who knew?
It was the game. He had played. So I don't know if it was a halftime because when whatever happened, I saw a little clip.
Well, James Harden had it up. That is.
James Harden didn't play. Oh, I was saying that Dwight Howard was playing. And the refs was over there by the scores table looking at a camera or something. I don't know if somebody got a flagrant foul or hard foul that they was trying to determine. Speaking of which, I'm jumping back over to football right fast.
Go ahead.
I heard some of the commentators say the same thing that I said, and maybe so it'll get some traction. And you were in agreement too. If it's not a flagrant spearing or whatever they call it, they need to stop kicking these people out of these games.
Yeah, I've heard multiple people this weekend in college football say on TV that they needed to revisit that rule. And I think they somewhat have come out and said they are going to revisit it at the end of the season and make it more like where it's going to be like like NBA has flagrant one, flagrant two, something like that.
Yeah, you should get ejected if it's clearly like you malicious.
I mean, you go and review it anyway, so might as well review to see if it's kick out worthy or not.
So yeah, LeBron, none of them played. Westbrook, AD might as well not have got out there and wasted those droplets of sweat. But I mean, I didn't care. Nobody cared about no preseason game. But I was just like, Lord. I ain't seen nothing about no NFL, so I don't know what happened with any of that.
I'll tell you who's not in the preseason, and that'd be the WNBA. I keep singing their praises every week we come on the show. The playoffs continue to get better. I'm gonna tell you right now, Kalia Copper might be my new favorite player. She's out of Rutgers, but she plays for Chicago, and she's just balling. I mean, she is. Really,
well, didn't the Aces get beat up? Was that Chicago, not the Aces?
Oh no, they got destroyed. Yes.
Las Vegas. Okay.
they fell down. It was like a snowball going downhill. One thing would lead to another, and it just kept going. And they just kept. It's almost like they were just imploding.
Looked like they were ready to go home.
I don't know what it is, but Phoenix is looking good against them. Chicago beat Connecticut again, and I mean, it's just been fun to watch.
A blowout's fun. Are you talking about the Phoenix? The Suns and the game, Sky.
I'm just talking as far as the games. You know, watching the Mercury blowing them out was not. I mean, that was obviously what it was. But every game except for that one has been just fun to just sit and just admire. And I love the fact that they're getting a lot of press right now because of all the close games, and with Chicago and Phoenix kind of being ho-hum throughout the whole season because you had injuries. I mean, Taurasi missed most of the season for Phoenix, and Candace Parker missed a bunch of games for Chicago, and Chicago had some other players out, but now they're all at full strength. I mean, this has just been...
So the Sky 2-1. What is this, the best of five?
Yes, so they got to win.
And they going... Is Sky playing at home? This next one, too?
I think...
That's what they look like. They on the bottom.
Okay, must be.
October 6th, they on the bottom of the... Uh-oh, that ain't good.
Yeah, Connecticut could be going home in Las Vegas as well. And shout out to the Phoenix Suns for working around the Mercury schedule and making sure that they could play at their home arena.
Because
Phoenix is apparently still struggling with that.
I didn't know they played in the same gym.
I didn't know it was called the Footprint Center.
Yeah, I don't. What? Who is Footprint? What?
I don't know.
What they sell?
But yeah,
arches. Look, they sell art support.
Oh man.
What y'all sell? Brian, look like we need one more.
Oh yeah, yeah. And for the listeners, if we can ever get into the, it looks like we might get our chance. If we get one more slot filled, me and T are going to draft a ESPN fantasy basketball team here live with you all. If we can get into the league, so hopefully, if we get one more slot available this morning, filled, we can move on to that. But moving on from WNBA, my next thing I want to talk about was Super Mario Brothers coming out with a movie.
Okay, we got to stop.
I want to call it Illumination. the people that do the movie, like The Sing and Secret Life of Pets, all those cartoons.
No.
The Minions.
They gotta stop.
They are putting together. I'm excited because I have
Sonic was fun. This I don't see where it's going.
I have nieces and nephews that love Super Mario, so I'm excited for this. Chris Pratt will be Mario.
Don't try to put that on them.
Oh, you're trying to do this for me? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's just
okay,
on it.
Okay, let me come out from underneath that rock. Yes. I'm excited for myself as well.
Exactly.
Chris Pratt will play Mario. Charlie Day will play Luigi. Jack Black will play Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key will play Toad. Seth Rogen will be Donkey Kong. This is going to be...
Because while they playing it, this is what we had before all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Now, I'll say I didn't play this game. So, maybe that's why I don't care about it that much. Yeah. But Sonic, I didn't play that either. But the Sonic boot, I really enjoyed the Sonic movie. So maybe this would be breath of fresh air.
Yeah, well, obviously they just announced this cast, so there's no real story or anything yet. But I'm excited for it to come out. It'll be here next Christmas. It looks like next holiday season.
Let me tell you something. Have you seen Tomorrowland?
Didn't we watch that together?
Nope. I ain't never seen it before. And I watched it last night. And I was like, how did I miss this movie?
I don't know why I thought we...
like, did this come to the movie theater? And I was
I think it was straight to streaming.
But this was 2015 when this came out. And it's a Disney movie. Disney, was Disney even a stream yet?
I'm thinking of something different. I'm thinking of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, movie. We watched that together. This Tomorrowland is a Disney... Disney movie that came out in 2015 with... what's the handsome guy that's in Ocean's 11?
Oh,
12, 13, whatever. No, yeah. Him. Yeah. So you probably ain't seen it either.
I have not.
It's a good little movie. And it has some good meaning because that one is called Tomorrow World. This is Tomorrow Land.
That's what I was, yeah.
With, what is his name? George Clooney in it.
Clooney.
Him and Casey Newton. I seen her in something before, but guess who was also in the movie that I knew she was gonna be mad bad when I saw her?
Who?
The Wicked Witch from Visionem. Catherine Hahn or whatever. She was in there. I was like, she bad. I just know it.
It was Agatha all along.
She was bad. And I was like, I knew it. But anyway, it was a good little movie. And this little kid, Thomas Robinson, I don't know, Googling, he a good little actor. Him and the little girl. Anyway, first watch it, and then we'll probably have a better conversation.
Okay.
Check out Tomorrowland, people. 2015 Disney movie. If you got Disney, it's on Disney. But I was like, did this come to the movies? Like, where was I when this came out 6 years ago? I was working on my dissertation.
Wow.
Hilarious. Okay, maybe that's how I missed it.
Yeah, you was a little preoccupied at that point.
Yeah, I had things to do.
Oh,
that's how I missed it. I forgot about that. Was that you? So yeah, I can see how I could have missed that. Anywho,
so
is this thing about to kick off? We got week four.
No, we got. Oh, are we four now? Okay,
I'm about to say what you said. Look, what you said.
We getting ready to jump in there.
But so after this 4 minutes,
while we waiting on the ticker to come down, let's talk.
Let me do my sayings right fast.
Go ahead.
Put your foot in it. Brand, you know, we know what it means.
Yes.
Do we really want this to happen? Besides when somebody making grapes. And I give a shout out to Larry because we were talking about these. Go ahead.
I don't suggest that you actually do what the saying says, but
yeah, that's so unsanitary. Two wrongs don't make a right, Brian. Not really sure why that would have ever came.
The only thing that I could say about that one, because I'm glad you said that because I was thinking about that the other day. The two negatives, you know, making a positive, that's the only thing I could come up with on why they would say two wrongs don't make a
Two wrongs don't make a right, Brian. And who had this cat in his bag? What are we doing? Are y'all stealing this cat? Like, why is the cat in the bag that we got? Don't let the cat out the bag.
I mean, is there holes in the bag? Can the cat breathe? I mean, what?
This is concerning. Brian, you got to play it close to the vest. I don't know. I don't know. And how many things, you know, he'd be like, oh, that's to die for. Who, really? A lot of things that it's been like, oh, this is to die for. No. Not interested.
I'll tell you what's the funniest thing about all these sayings is these are sayings that, you know, I've said, you know, yes, throughout my life. And why?
Because if you are intentional about, only reason I'm paying attention to my lexicon now is because this is on my brain of these sayings. A lot of our lexicons is built off of these sayings. It's just short ways so you don't have to give a long explanation for something. We can scratch out to die for because I'm not interested.
Let me, I don't want to get too deep into a review on it, but I just want to talk about Venom real quick.
Oh, yeah.
So, very good movie. Good movie. Not great. I felt like it was probably cut short because I know they were still finishing. The reason they had to move it back because they just still had some editing to go from finishing up filming during COVID. So, it was like an hour and a half long. Yeah, I felt like it could have gone another 20, 30 minutes. I felt like, you know, they kind of ended Carnage a lot sooner than, you know, they built him up to make him so big and bad, and then they just, you know, kind of finish him off right there at the end. But for as far as Eddie Brock and Venom, I thought that their chemistry, obviously it's the same person, but them, the way that that works together, is it's a really good buddy cop deal. Mm-hmm. I thought Woody Harrelson was great as Carnage. The young lady, I can't think of her name, but that played Shriek was really good. I think this, the way it ended with the post-credit scene where things, and Eddie and Venom are off on a little vacation and they're in the hotel room and you see things start changing all over the hotel room. You know, it's like a shift in energy. It looked like when Wanda was changing things around the house. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. And all of a sudden you see the news broadcast where Spider-Man's up there on the screen and he's, they're talking about, you know, J. Jonah Jameson is talking about how he killed Mysterio and he's a menace and all this that, and other. And you realize that while that's going on, things are changing around the room, TV changes, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, a guy walks out the bathroom of the hotel room and he looks at Eddie and Venom and he says, he looks at Eddie because he don't see Venom, but he looks at Eddie and says, what are you doing in my room? And Eddie has this look on his face like, what is going on? So basically what they want you to know is Venom is now in the MCU. So that would be awesome if he, because right now there's only 5 confirmed villains for the Spider-Man movie. And if he's the 6th.
5? What? How many villains you need?
Well, I'm talking about as far as them putting in the Sinister 6. Oh. You know, which is a comic book deal. If they put that into the Spider-Man movie, that would be awesome. If he's, I mean, if he's a 6'1", and really, he's honestly a anti-hero. I wouldn't call him necessarily a bad guy at this point, because he does a lot of good. But there's one part in the movie where he is walking around this costume party, and people think that he's a costume. Like, he's wearing a costume. They think that Venom is...
Oh, he's Lord.
It's definitely worth checking out for people. You know, if they're looking for something to do, it's definitely worth looking into. But, yes. Did you get a chance to watch What If?
Oops. Nope. I forgot all about it. I was watching Tomorrowland.
That's right.
Because usually I watch it at night.
Okay.
But you can still talk about it. You know, I don't care.
What if Ultron won? And this obviously takes you back to the Age of Ultron movie where,
right,
you know, he's trying to get into he's done created the body for Vision. Yeah, so he's gotten his body. He's gotten all the Infinity Stones. He has wiped out most of the planet. He splits Thanos completely in half. and literally, it's crazy. The Watcher, that we've been hearing his voice throughout all these episodes, the Watcher actually comes into and actually becomes a part of the whole deal. And he has to fight up.
The best day of the year.
Oh.
Draft day.
Our draft is ready.
Oh, it's our draft. Who we want, Young?
We got pick four. Okay, here we go. Who we got? Our first.
Oh, we not picking people picking up for us.
No. We're on the clock. We got a minute 20 left.
Oh, somebody already took Giannis. We want Steph Curry?
We got. Let's go with Steph. Yeah. Steph Curry, first pick. I don't know.
Or KD.
I'm going to let you call it. Which one you want?
No, you do these more than I do.
Let's roll with
Steph. I know with Clay back, he might blow up even more.
Yeah, let's go with Steph. I like Steph. KD liable to miss half the year anyway. Back to Ultron. He wipes out half the universe. He's got all the Infinity Stones. He's fighting off against the Watcher, who is now, even though he's supposed to just watch, he's not supposed to intervene. He's having to come into the scene. Hawkeye and Black Widow are the only two survivors at this point because they were in the Quinjet up above when everything went down. It's a really good show. They wind up going to get, what's the German man's name? The scientist, what's his name? That puts his consciousness into the computer. They wind up digging him up again. All right, second pick.
Are we looking for people that's gonna score a lot of points? What are we?
Oh yeah. We need points.
So assists and stuff don't count.
Oh yeah, you get points for all this stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Man, my cousin down here.
But, he's there. Man. We can get
Trae Young. We know he might put up a lot of.
Let's go, Trae Young, because we can put them together in the starting lineup. Yes. Oh, boy. So, yeah, Ultron does a number on the world, and it's going to lead to the next episode. I don't even know what it's about, but obviously it's all continuing. If they actually pull off bringing Ultron Vision or Ultra Vision or whatever they call him into the MCU, that would be something cool to see. Wait till you get to the point where he splits Thanos in half. You're not ready for it when it happens.
Man, I don't want Thanos.
But look, somebody put out a meme and it says perfectly balanced, like all things should be, and it splits him right down the middle.
We gotta go with my cousin.
Yeah, we need a big man. So pick three, we got Anthony Davis. Man, what is wrong with these people? We about to destroy this league. But if anyone who has fast forwarded to this point, and you picking up at this point in our show, we are drafting a ESPN Plus Fantasy Basketball League team first time in history of the show. We are doing this live. But we're going to get a couple more picks in, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. And me and T can finish off here. We'll give y'all updates week by week on how our team is doing. Hopefully, you know, we can manage. We have good team management. I know this. My fantasy football team this year on paper is god-awful, but I am 3-1 as of yesterday because I am the king of team management. That's what I keep telling my brother and them. I say, y'all quit messing with me. I just get very, very lucky. That's all I can say. All right, next up, who are we going to get? Let's see who this team picks.
Are they going to leave Russell? They are.
They did, and we're going to take him.
Or do we want Chris Middleton? Who you think going to score more? But he'll get a lot of assists and stuff. Do we get stuff for assists and rebound?
You get a bunch of points.
Yeah, yeah, we want him. We want him.
Yeah. Man, look at this lineup.
I don't know. This ain't so far, really going to be fair.
Steph Curry at the point guard. Anthony Davis at power forward. Trae Young at bench guard position. And Russell Westbrook as one of our utility players. So, this is looking pretty nice. We'll go one more pick and then we'll wrap up the episode. And I was hoping DeAndre Ayton would keep going because I was going to pick him. Maybe we get Jaylen Brown.
Hold up. No, we don't want him. I'm going to tell you. And maybe he gone because I didn't see him.
Oh, we can also search.
Where's the Splash Brother? I didn't see him.
Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who let this happen? Who let this happen?
Clay, they just going down the list, and they not thinking. That's okay. We'll take him. He may not even start the year off, but that's okay. He can sit on the bench till he get healthy.
Yeah, we can put Trey in there. He'll get buckets. Mm-hmm. Until.
Okay, people. Well, we'll let y'all know how the team shapes out next week. But as always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Montine Viva La Esperanza Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.